driving me crazy. Can you come on down here?
June 20th, 2017, Personnel and Policy Committee meeting in Glencoe Park District. Lisa, if you please call the roll and note the time.
All right, Member Brooks?
Yes.
Member Underdonk?
Yes.
Chair Gane? Yep, here. Also in attendance, Commissioner Boren and Commissioner Ludden. Right, yep.
Right, so Lisa and Carol are going to lead us a bit on policy and program discounts for employees.
Thank you. Okay, so as you know, we're going through the process of evaluating all of our policies for our accreditation. So the program discount evaluation came up. I don't know the last time we really looked at the discounts we give our employees. And I want to make it clear, I think program discounts are very good for attracting quality staff. It's something that if we can't meet a lot with salaries, we can get something back for our staff, especially in our children's circle, in our preschool, in our daycare. And there's great advantage for us to have staff taking programs, because believe me, we find out things that are happening really fast and they're required to. So, but I asked Carol to do evaluation, other park districts, of what they're doing currently for their program benefits. And as we have more young staff coming in, which is a good thing, and I have to be honest, you know, you have young staff who take care of the take advantage of our benefits and childcare and daycare, and then as they get older, they don't take the benefits, but then their salaries are higher. So it kind of is kind of a wash eventually. But we thought maybe the benefits that we are giving are a little too generous based on that what everybody else is giving. So some of those examples, and a lot of things have changed with taxing, and that's probably the biggest thing that has made us look at this, because 10 years ago, program benefits were not taxed at all. Probably in, 2016?
It was just in the last 2 years really became a big topic of discussion.
Became a big issue of taxing programs, anybody over 20% who are taking some of our programs. So we have to go back and tax them, our employees, for anything over 20%. And so that's where this comes in. Things that we don't have to tax on are memberships, so like Watts and the beach, the passes daily, or the membership passes, we do not have to tax on those because we're not taking a space away from a resident. So the how they look at it is when they tax them, are you taking a space from a paying resident? And that's kind of how we went back and looked at our whole policy. Are you taking a space away? So some of the recommendations we made, and this is so small, and it may be the end of the night and I can't see this, is that we would recommend keeping our passes the same as they currently are right now for staff, and which means they get a beach pass, and an ice pass.
But there's one difference. But that is that there's now a photo, so it's just for them.
It's just for them.
They pass.
Right. Exactly.
Right. That's what they were doing.
And that's a big thing.
It's huge.
And their immediate family members means people that are living in their house.
Yep.
Right. But they can't pass it now to whoever, which is a big difference. We also have the fitness area coming into play. So we were talking about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So part of us, we're into wellness. We insure our employees. So we want them to work out. So there's a benefit to us if we have them be active and participating in fitness. So we had a lot of discussion. And right now, we're going to limit the benefit for the fitness area only to full-time staff, because we don't know what the demand is going to be, and we don't want to overpower with staff, but we want staff to go in there. And chances are, a lot of times when the staff will be working out is not really when the main public will. So like lunchtime or right before they leave or things like that. So what we're recommending is that we do the benefit where staff have to pay 50% for the fitness area. If they go an average of 3 times a week, so I think it was 150 times, then they would get that paid back to them. So it's better than just saying, okay, here's your fitness pass, and there's no incentive to go work out. This would give them incentive to go work out. It's a benefit
just for full-time.
Just for full-time right now.
And how many full-time employees
do you
have? We have 31
full-time. 31. Okay. So it's not a lot.
And it's not their family. It's just the individual.
It's just the individual, not the family.
Not the family. Okay.
Yes, for the fitness center,
just
it would
the
just
employee.
Be the employee only.
Yeah.
Which we don't think anybody would really want a family one because it's so far away. They're not going to come work out here every day. It's different than the beach and coming to Watts and whatever. So that's why the reason we put that, we want them to go work out, so we're putting that stipulation in. I've done this before at other agencies I've been at, and it was very effective. It actually made people, and we're not going to say, if they go in and walk on the treadmill for 10 minutes, that's great. That's 10 minutes of their being active. We're not going to say, okay, I have to go for 35 minutes and track that. If they pass in, we can. It's really easy for us to tell on their pass system. So. And we encourage them to use it. And like I said, we have a feeling they'll be off hours and because...
Have you thought through, I assume you have, about the, whether the benefit itself or the paying them back is taxable to...
It's not taxable because, again, it's, we're not taking the space from a paying customer.
Neither the 50% discount nor the...
Correct. Correct. Okay, so that really doesn't change. So what really changes is in our recreation program, and we kind of, based on what other agencies in our area are doing. So what we're going to do for full-time employees is they would get a 20% discount on all non-contractual. So contractual is anything that comes out is not a employee of the Park District. So, for example, karate is a contractual program. No one gets a discount on that, okay? If they want to sign up for those, and that includes ELC, summer camp, kids club, that's part of the after school care, if they want to register the first day of registration, so they want to guarantee a spot in there. So say they really want their child in Broadway Bounds, and Broadway Bounds always fills on the first day. If they want to get in on that first day of registration, they would have to pay 20%, or they get 20% discount, and that's all they would get on that first day.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's exempt.
That's exempt
that's
from being
not
taxable.
Tax.
So
right.
I don't have to put it through payroll.
So you don't have to go through payroll.
Right.
Say if they're like, hey, I don't care if I get in right away. If they want to wait and a day before non-residents go in, so we usually have a week before between resident and non-resident registration, so they're not taking, our biggest thing is we don't want them to take a paying spot of a resident.
Right. Right.
So if they wait a week and the day before non-residents, they could get 50% off. Okay, so that would be for all programs, okay? So now they would get 50% off. That would be the biggest discount that anybody could get for ELC, day camp, and after school care. Right now, that benefit to our full-time staff is 100%. So it's going down to 50, which we think is pretty comparable to what everybody else is doing, and that's the discount for Children's Circle. We think that's fair, and our staff was like, okay.
They do get your registered.
It's 100%.
Do a lot of the full-time staff have kids in camp?
We do have not a lot. Naomi,
two full time and one part time gets the part time discount.
Yes,
right now. So three total employees.
And we have about four staff in Children's Circle right now. Three staff, soon to be four. Stephanie's pregnant.
Oh.
Is that a form of daycare though that becomes like now if they're going to have to pay for it, they're not going to be able to afford to work here because they're going to have to find care somewhere.
Well, daycare we're not changing.
Right.
And we've kind of been laying the groundwork with the taxation part of this because we didn't tax, and once we started implementing it and saying, hey, yes, it's 100%, but you're going to get taxed on 80%, and it will affect your paycheck. I mean, taking out withholding for state, federal, Medicare, and Social Security, they did take the step back.
That's important. Carol, yeah. I'm diminishing that, but for example, I know that for my wife and I, finding care for our kids for the last 8 years in the summer is the hardest because everything's 2 weeks on and then something else changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have 2 or 3 valuable staff who have their kids in the camp programs in the summer, and now you say, oh, you're going to have to pay twice as much. Well, you're going to have to pay for it.
Half of it. Yeah.
Right? Either they're going to say, well, it's still the best deal I can get, or they're going to say, I can't afford that, I've got to get a different job or go somewhere else, and I just don't want you to lose
Do I think any of our full-time? I think we have been very competitive with our salaries. We're still not competitive with, I say, the private sector, so they could go to the private sector, but we are competitive with our
we worked very hard to get there.
Yeah.
That was just a very proactive thing we've done in the last 6 years of analyzing everybody's salaries and realizing we were all over the board.
Right.
We had so many old guys getting paid and the new guys weren't even close to where they should have been to start. That's all. We've done a great job of realigning.
Yeah, so that's where I'm
so we're not changing that. Because, yes, that would be a hardship if we took that benefit away. Yeah. So we did not change that.
Let's say there's one staff member that you're concerned about, and is there a different way of making that work for them? Like, can you give them a bonus or something that if you're worried about one staff?
Got to be a little careful, too, for staff that don't have children, or then your the compensation packages. You know, I don't think there's a real fear of losing them to your question, Josh. I think because the main people are using in the daycare program, then if we took some of that discount away, I would say yeah, that might be a huge.
They would be a big. It'd be really hard for morale.
Appreciate what you're saying about daycare. I was using the terms too loosely. My wife and I often use summer camp.
Right, absolutely. Oh yeah. So they still have that option, and they have that option to get that 50% discount before even residents. So we don't think anybody's going to sign up at 20% the first day because our camps don't fill that fast. So we believe all our staff will get that 50% off.
Yeah. I think this is well thought out.
There's one other one. So if we kept on going. So this is based on everybody around us does the 50%. I think except for. A lot of them do. Maybe
some of them go down to 20 because then they don't have to hassle with the taxation part of it. It is a hassle, I'll be perfectly honest. But
we didn't want to do that.
Yeah. We didn't want to do that.
If someone really wants to take a program, and this is where it would apply to you also. So we want our staff to take, like, say, ceramics or something. If they register the day the program starts, so whether it's a one-week class or a 10-week class, and there's still room, they can get 100% discount because the spot just goes away, so we're going to still have the structure, we're going to still have everything. And then that is not taxable either. So that would then.
Would there be any fees or materials costs?
No, it would be 100% discount. Because. No, the day that
the
program
starts. And they're not taking a spot.
So they're not taking a spot from anybody. So, for example, I think about a month ago, I registered for, I'm like, I don't know, but it was like
wine and ceramics. Wine class.
Wine and ceramics, you know? Yeah, spin and sip or something like that. It was a ceramics thing. So I signed up, and then I saw there was a waiting list. I immediately took myself out of that class because I could, in the policy, I get it for free, but I'm like, I'm not taking a spot from someone who could pay. So it's kind of that same thing. But the day of, I'll keep on my calendar if it's open. Oh, I'm going to go try that out because I really want to see how the classes is. And we want to encourage staff to do that. You want to see how the instructor is. I'm like, I've never taken that class. It'd be kind of great to see how that works.
Never drank that wine.
Okay. I've never drank that wine. So I want to try that. So that's what we would do for that. But what would exclude on that is ELC, day camp, kids club. Those would not
be high program fees.
Days off school trip, contractual, those high ones wouldn't be. So then we would go in the children's circle again. We would not, we're not recommending touching that one at all. We had all sorts of things about the taxability of this. That's we've been doing that for the last couple of months, but that's all new. We are changing the part-time benefits also because if we're lowering down the full-time, we have to make adjustments in the part-time. So that's also like listed in there. I think we went to 20% discount on non-contractual programs, 10% for children's circle, and 100% discount on all non-contractual programs on the day of. So
we went basically from 50 to 20%, and then they're not taxed at all.
And there's no point of sale discount. So if you come to Watts, for example, if you come to Watts and say, I want skates. Usually we give skates if we have skates, but we won't give a discount on point of sale like
water,
hockey
supplies, suntan lotion.
If staff came down and they wanted to use a kayak or a paddleboard, we wouldn't offer a discount if
other people are waiting there.
So if it's a day and we have tons of rentals, we say no, you can't do it. If you want to do it, you have to pay full price. But if it's on a day like a Monday where no one's out there and we have six paddle boards, we're not going to charge them for that. We're just going to let them go out there. It's kind of those are kind of a call at the manager's discretion because we want them to try that. And those are kind of the fun things. So, Commissioner, okay, so you're actually one of the biggest changes was commissioner discounts, because right now our board policy says they get the same as staff. We went to, and I just learned this with actually Josh and Stephanie, they're strongly recommending not giving program discounts to commissioners because you are not an employee and therefore we cannot tax you. So what we would have to do is if we gave you a discount for a program, technically is issue a 1099 to you, which is really a hassle. So, but that again does not apply to the fitness center, does not apply to
Watts or the beach.
Or the beach. So you would still get whatever the full time gets for that, which would be a pass for all those. Along with, again, if you wanted to do it the day of the program, that would be fine and would not be a problem. So that's it. That's the biggest change for you. So those are kind of the recommend.
That doesn't justify the staff.
What?
Every commissioner.
No, every commissioner. And we would not make any changes to this benefit. So if we pass this next month, we would not put this in effect for ELC, Kids Club, until next year. Because they have already signed up for those programs next year. So we're going to, and we give them a year. This policy's changed. Please make plans so then by next September, whatever date we decide, it goes into effect. So maybe we'll go through next summer even and just put it in September. No, Carol says no.
So when camp registration is.
Camp registration, so we'll start for December. So they have plenty of time to make that adjustment.
How would we determine as commissioners if there might be an opening the day of the program?
Oh, you just call the front counter. You'd call and say.
So we can come into Lionset?
Yeah. If there's openings. Now that's been a popular one.
Believe everybody's walking.
Walk into Lionset.
You have to bring your own wine.
Yeah, right. All five of you are in there.
Yeah. We really want to see how this class goes. So those are, and we think that's very, our suggestions are very in line with what other park districts are doing. We're looking over and we're like, really, this is really what a lot of people are doing.
They seem to make sense to me. Do any of the commissioners have a question or concern?
Would we be? Oh.
Yeah.
And I saw the competitive analysis, so it seems like it's, you know,
very much.
When you're giving them enough notice that they can make their plans for next summer, but that enough.
Yeah.
So with based on that, I would recommend.
Just one more thing. I'm sorry. Carol reminded me, I forgot one thing that's kind of different. In Children's Circle, the philosophy of Children's Circle is that it covers all of its direct and indirect expenses. It's a little different than any other program. Well, right now we have so many kids going to Children's Circle, we've kind of seen a hit on the bottom line for that staff benefit. So what we've proposed in there, if you saw it, is that what we'll do is if there is a waiting list for a program with one of our staff kids in there, obviously once they start as an infant, we are never kicking them out, whether it's a waiting list or not. But we will transfer funds from the corporate account into Children's Circle, so that program is not taking a hit for six kids in there. Our staff is young, they're having babies. Yeah. It's, believe me, they love that 50% of benefit. They're dropping their kids off, they can go down and see them, they know about the program.
Wonderful.
Believe me, I had that. That was a lifesaver for me my daughter was young.
But the transfer really is transferring actual dollars
and
to cover the discounted.
You can see what those dollars are when you make that transfer.
So the thing was
it's only if there's somebody that's on the wait list that can't get in because one of the employees is taking a spot. Then we would transfer in that 50% of the discount to really make them whole.
Yep. So you'll see the line item in there.
Does that mean that person on the waitlist gets in?
No. It just means that if that employee didn't have a child in there, we would take them. So we're whole as far as real dollars. Right now they pay 50% real dollars, 50% it's a deduction of revenues because it's the discount.
How many infants are you allowed to have in the room?
Well, we have right now, we can come up to 12 is what we're licensed for.
And how many are employees children?
Right now we have
two in the infant room
and then a couple more in the older ones.
One more.
Okay, because Bobby's just, so we have three.
Great.
And then Stephanie's pregnant. She has, it shows all indication that she's coming, and I have no doubt. Oh, sorry. I think her family knows now.
No, I'm pointing it.
Okay. Why? She announced it. Her family knows now. Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm going to erase that. Committee meetings don't have to be recorded, so we're okay.
Okay.
Or put on the website. So that's that. Okay, so that's all we have for that. Thank you. That was easy.
The commissioners would approve moving this to July 18th regular board meeting for formal approval.
Okay, great. And then next.
The last is the Pederma.
Yeah, so every 3 years, because our commitment to Pederma is a 3-year commitment, okay? So there are strict guidelines as far as giving them notice. If we should decide, for whatever reason, not to continue with them, there are currently about 95 agencies that make up the Pederma Health Plan, thus making us, instead of a pool of 31 full-time staff, a pool of over 2,500 employees plus families, it's over 4,000. So obviously the rates that we get, because we have one bad claim, boom, we're killed. So what I always do is bring it back to the board and give you justification for why I want to still continue with Pederma Health. This current year we had a 0% increase. I think that's pretty much unheard of. In the world of health insurance. Another really huge benefit, as we talked about in the Finance Committee of the Whole, is again the resources that Pederma provides, because it's really a pool. They have probably 4 or 5 dedicated full-time employees. They're such a resource, and it's you know, with the Affordable Care Act, they provided additional legal services for that as far as implementing that. I see them doing it again with this OPEB, with the GASB statements. And because it's a pool, everybody who has the same types of coverage and issues, it's a forum for issues that come up. And I think the rates have been really good. The coverage has been really well. And I don't see a reason to not continue with them.
Exactly.
So that would be my recommendation, to continue for another 3 years and then reevaluate.
Awesome. Commissioners, how do we feel? Does anybody have any dissension to that recommendation?
No,
so I'm the only one?
Are you?
I would so much like to be able to jump in on this. it's a very consistent program, you
it
know what
really
you're getting. And
I
hope
so
our
funny.
Employees appreciate that
they
reliability
do.
In healthcare.
They really do.
It's one, not common.
One thing,
not
we,
common they
one
do.
Thing we did this year, there's a whole wellness component that they've really implemented over the last 4 or 5 years. They give an incentive for you to do healthy things for yourself. They come into our location and they do actual health testing. You get blood results. You get coaching. Find out you can have high cholesterol. There's an opportunity for them to really have a lot of resources. And I think that's really increased the education. New this year, too, with our annual increases in the new fiscal year, we've started to put a dollar value to the other benefits and the insurance. I'm telling you, there's been a couple of employees that they have decided to leave and move on. And when they get the information on what it costs for COBRA insurance, they want about fall on the floor. I mean, that's the realization. Now they know how much it costs and what a true benefit it is as an employee.
Yeah, so we're starting to spell that out, because if people are going to look at other, either a private sector or whatever, they have the facts in front of them that now we're trying to provide, but say, hey, you have to know that you have these benefits. Not only do we have a great retirement fund, but we have great health insurance.
Right.
And so this is, you compare apples to apples if you choose to leave us to go to another agency.
Right.
So it's been very helpful in our retention of staff.
So I think you understand that we're recommending.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
So we're good.
We'll vote on
all right.
This.
All right.
That was the last of our business. There's no public here.
Nope, excellent.
So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Who did it?
You would say so.
So moved.
I'm okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. All right. Thank you, guys.